Okay, today we are continuing in the 16th parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. And again, we're still talking about when a fire is raging on Shabbos, and other people might come to try to put out the fire. So, Ovicham Shabbat L'Chabos. If a non-Jew comes to extinguish the fire, Eino Melo Kabeh. You're not allowed to tell him, go ahead and put out the fire, because that's a violation of Amir L'Nachri, right? Amir L'Nachri is an Isser Midrabanan. You're not allowed to anything. You're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to ask a Nachri to do for you on Shabbos. Va'al Techabeh, but you also don't need to tell him not to extinguish the fire. Meaning, when we say, Ein Omrim Lo Kabeh V'al Techabeh, it means Ein Omrim Lo, you're not allowed to tell him Chabeh, but you also don't need to tell him Al Techabeh. Mipnei She'ein Shvi Saso Alehen, because whether he does Melech on Shabbos is not really your responsibility. Meaning, the halach is that a non-Jew is allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. In fact, a non-Jew is obligated to do malacha on Shabbos. Now, generally speaking, if he does something for you, that's a violation of Amir La'akum. But over here, it's not a positive action for you. It's to save that which is... he's not doing it because he's trying to benefit you. He's doing it because he hopes to get rewarded from you, and therefore it's considered as if he's doing it for himself. But if a child comes to put out the fire, again, you didn't ask him to do so, and you're not allowed to ask him to do so, but if he comes to do it, so ein shomen lo, you're not allowed to listen to him. You have to stop him. You're not even allowed to just let him go, because you do have a mitzvah to make sure that children observe Shabbos. We are muzhar on shvisa of our children. So since whatever a kid does, he's doing for the sake of his father. He thinks he'll make his father happy. So yeah, you have to stop him from putting out the fire. And not only that, even if you're not the father, you have to stop him from putting out the fire. That's a din midrabanan. Now Mishnah Zayin goes on to discuss a way to stop a flame from making a bigger fire. So the Mishnah talks about taking whatever types of action you can to prevent other things from causing harm. So kofim ka'ara al gabe ener, you could put a bowl over a lamp, over a ner that has a small flame in it, so that the flame doesn't catch onto the beam that's above it. You're also allowed to put a bowl over tzoa shel katan, over excrement of a child, because meaning over not excrement of a child. Tzoa means tzoa of an animal, but a child sometimes will come to play with it and he'll mess himself up. So even though it's muksa, you're allowed to move a bowl to cover it for the tzorach of protecting the child. Val akrav shelo tishoch, and you're also allowed to put a bowl over an akrav, over a scorpion, even though normally that's a melacha of tzad, of trapping it, but you're trying to prevent it from stinging. So and the sting is going to cause a lot of pain. So that's not a melacha d'oraisa of tzeda, because normally when you trap something on the melacha d'oraisa level, it's because you want the thing that you're trapping. Over here, it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. You're just trying to prevent it from biting somebody else or from stinging somebody. So when it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, it's a nisa d'rabbana normally, but when it's coming to prevent a tremendous amount of pain, you're allowed to violate a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa b'alifin Rabbi Yechum ben Zakeh be'erev. There was once someone who trapped an akrav by putting a bowl over it, and he came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Arav, in a city called Arav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Choshashni lo mechatos. I'm afraid that might be someone who's chayev mechatos. Might be in Nisr Daraisa, even though you were only trying to keep the akrav from biting somebody, because he says only if it's pikuach nefesh and it could kill somebody, are you allowed to do it? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that a melach shein tzricha l'gufa is chayev, unlike what we hold, where Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Pater. So let's review again. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if a Nachri comes to put out a fire, you're not allowed to tell him to extinguish the fire, but you don't have to tell him not to extinguish the fire, because whether he observes Shabbos or not has nothing to do with you. But if a child comes to put out a fire, you must tell him to stop. Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if you have a ner and you don't want it to turn into a big fire, you could put a kli over the ner to prevent it from catching the beams of the house on fire, and if you have tsoa and you don't want a child to play with it, you could also put a kli over it. And if you have an akrav and you don't want it to bite anybody, you could put a kli over it. But Rabbi Yehuda reported that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai paskined that even a melach shein sricha l'gufa, unless it's pikuach nefesh, is going to be an iser midah oraisa. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tazayin Mishnah Ches, and then we'll move on to Perek Yud Zayin as well.